Friday, favorite morning show topics podcast. There we go. Easy for me to say. Reed and Chelsea with you. All right, Chelsea, a lot of topics this morning. What stood out for you?
The dad talking to the baby.
This is a great story.
So there was this father who was talking to his baby every day, right? In the womb.
In the womb.
And when the baby girl came out and the dad was talking to it, it smiled at him. I think
big
that's so cute.
Smile from the little girl. We do have it up on Facebook. Just click on the link, scroll down to the second picture.
That is so cute, Reed. That's going to be
amazing,
you.
That's amazing, because babies can't see at that when they're just born.
Oh,
right?
No.
So it's only the voice.
Yeah.
And for her to let out that big old smile here and her dad talk, that's really
so cool. That's so
cute. All right, I'm going to go a little different.
You do enough rattling, so.
Yeah, you think the baby will hear someday. Chelsea is not pregnant right now. I'll say that right off the bat.
Thank you.
I'm going to switch gears and talk about vodka.
Oh,
because I thought that'd be a nice transition.
I'll drink some vodka tonight.
All right. So you should never put your vodka in the freezer if it's the good stuff, if it's the premium stuff, because there's a lot of the taste with vodka, I guess. I'm not a big vodka person. I'll drink brandy straight, but I won't drink vodka straight. There's a lot of like tastes and smells, though, with it that if you put it in the freezer and get it really, really cold, it will mask a lot of the flavors. The best temperature they say to drink premium vodka is between 32 and 39 degrees Fahrenheit. Freezer is going to get it lower than that, of course. If it's not premium stuff, it's the cheapo stuff that Chelsea gets because she wants it with the orange juice to make a screwdriver, then actually freezing it can mask some of the like burning parts of it that aren't quite as smooth.
I'm a cheapo.
That's good. Frugal is what I like to say, not cheapo. If you want to take cheap vodka and make it less cheap, put it through your water filter 4 times because that will replicate the filtration process that the pricey stuff does.
But then your water filter is no longer used for water.
No, yeah, you wouldn't want to do that. You just would have to get a separate one. But it goes a long way in de-harshing your budget booze, according to mash.com. So doing any drinks this weekend, there you go.